All right, Aaron, we're back.
We're back.
We're back.
That's good to hear. We can finally have the important discussion that needs to be had.
Yeah, which is
TurboTax.
TurboTax.
This is the these are the important things.
Uh huh. Because you came in and you said,
"I said, hey, Will, how are you doing?"
That's not what you said. We're already off to a bad start.
No, I said, "How are you doing?" And then you asked me how I was doing.
Nope, I definitely initiated because we were in the conversation. I turned around, I said, "What's up, dog?"
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So,
and then I said,
whatever you say going forth, we already know that you have a false memory.
I have a false memory?
Yeah.
Your reality is what you make it, bro.
Nope.
Yeah, no, nope, man.
There is a shared reality that exists.
Nah, QAnon, bro.
So,
QAnon, bro.
I don't see how that applies to this at all.
Fake news, bro.
Anyway, thank you.
I'm an American. Okay. I can make my own reality as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love this country.
So you said, I'm good. Got my stimulus check.
No, I didn't get a check. I got like a little
card
thing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, you don't do, when you do your taxes, you don't do direct deposit. Did you get direct deposit last time? And you said,
I don't think so.
Oh, and I was like, but you said you do with your taxes.
Oh, I just get some old white dude who knows to know what he's doing.
And I said, oh, you should just do TurboTax
because
it's easier, cheaper, and more efficient. You don't have to go to anybody.
Uh-huh.
And you said?
I said, man, Will, that is the greatest.
Again.
No,
wrong.
No, Will,
wrong.
Can I not?
Wrong.
Can I
this
not?
This is not what you said.
Can I not present my side of the story?
No.
I'm not going to say my side of the story.
You can say your side of the story as long as it's right.
Okay, here's what happened.
You're already wrong.
Here's what happened.
First word was wrong.
Will, here's what happened.
You've said you've done two things.
Here's what happened, Will.
And two of them are wrong.
Here's what happened.
Yeah.
I said, Will, just as on a friend level, I really appreciate you and all of the time we've spent together up until this point. I appreciate the advice that you want to give me because of how much and how close our friendship is and the love that we have betwixt each other. I'm pretty sure that's a quote. Okay, go ahead and spew your lies, Will. Lie to our listener.
So I gave you this very helpful advice. Mm-hmm. Which was great for me.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love TurboTax. Not a paid advertisement. And
oh, I wish it was.
Me too. And you went, okay. And I was like, no, I'm serious. Like, it's going to help you out. Like, it'll help you save money. And, like, you don't have to you don't have to help out some white fucking devil. Give him more money when you can just.
Is that what you said to me?
No, but this is the implication.
Okay.
I'm just trying to help you out, and you were just...
I said, okay.
Yeah, but it was the tone in which you said it.
You sound like my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't know,
be like polite and be like...
Why should I be polite to you?
Because I gave you some good advice.
Yeah, but generally...
And even if you don't want to take it, you could just at least like...
Act like it?
Yeah, act like you... took it and heard it.
Why?
Because that's the polite thing to do.
But why should I be polite to you?
Because that's what you do as a human being.
I think what we've realized
if you would have said the same thing to me, I'd have been like, oh, okay, I'll check that out.
That feels worse to me.
Why?
Because you'd be lying.
Mm.
If the roles reverse and I say, okay.
No, but if I was genuinely like, oh, that could save me money, that I don't have to go to someone.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, oh, okay, I will check that out. Because you don't like going to someone, going to a white guy.
No, I don't.
And giving him business.
No, it's not fun.
So don't.
Yeah, but
I'm giving
also,
you that option.
I'm also lazy, Will. I'm lazy.
This is perfect for you. You don't have to go anywhere. You do it on your computer.
But I have to type things in. There's numbers.
Oh, my God.
Will, we play D&D. I had to count on my fucking fingers.
You don't have to do math. You literally look at your W-2 and you type in the numbers that are on your W-2.
There are numbers that need to be transferred, Will.
Yeah, it's not like they have to be translated. It's a lot of numbers. You fucking idiot. It's not like they're in Chinese and you have to fucking transcribe them to English. It's fucking numbers.
Are Chinese numbers, do they look different in China?
I believe they're the same.
They look the exact.
I think they're universal.
That's actually pretty cool.
It makes sense.
It's
the only universal language.
It is surprising. How did everyone get on the same page there?
Well, math itself is just universal because it's like 4 - 2 = 2 no matter where you are.
Right, but the hieroglyphics of it, the symbol of
I don't know. George, do you know? In China and Asian countries, are numbers the same as our number? Like, do they look the same or do they have, no, they're different.
Oh.
They have different symbols.
Well, they're wrong. We need to teach them the American way.
I think ours are Greek.
We should call this Manifest Destiny 2. And we'll go over there. We'll fix their number issue. We'll
spread our imperial.
Yeah. Jesus wants you to know this is how you make a 2.
Here's inches and feet.
isn't the, I almost called it the molecular.
You're on top of it.
Thank you. I almost called it the molecular.
Go ahead.
Molecular.
Yeah. Now say it all together.
Nightmare.
You're thinking about it.
Nightmare.
You're thinking
about Nightmare. Molecular. Shit. Molecular.
There you go.
Molecular. Molecular system.
Okay, now say the whole sentence.
What is the whole sentence? I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't know either.
The numeric system? There's a numeric system.
No, either is imperial and there's metric.
And they have the metric.
Yeah. Everybody has the metric except us. No.
We are everybody. They are
right,
them.
Right, right. Sorry.
This is America.
This is about perspective.
You're right, right. So the metric system is actually more efficient.
I mean, define efficient, like in what sense?
Teaching children. If we're all to be taught from...
I'd say it's easier to learn because it's in groups of 10.
I don't know anything
10
about
centimeters that. Is a decimeter. 10 decimeters is a meter.
Ooh, look at the little smarty pants over here.
Yeah, it's just like it goes up, like, but it goes up evenly like that in like a
but
base 10.
Our, the imperial system.
Is just whatever we make.
It's just random.
Yeah, pretty. I mean, there's no like constant.
Right.
Because like... like miles, you know, like you have inches, feet, yards, miles. It's not, and it's like 12 inches in a foot, 3 feet in a yard.
Ooh, okay.
What is it? 5,000.
But the metric system.
5,280 feet in a mile.
That's too much. But the metric system is just up by 10.
Yeah.
It sounds
I don't know
like
if it's. It's multiplied by 10.
Okay. It sounds like the metric system's probably more efficient.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, like, measuring people, feet and inches is better. Because when they measure people, they do it by centimeters. And it's like, so you're like, ooh. 171 centimeters. It's like, what the fuck does that mean?
That makes you sound.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But, like, 6'1" is, like, I don't know. I mean, obviously, that's from, like, our perspective. But,
right.
I don't know. When you get to a point when it's, like, 100 and something of anything, it's like, what?
Yeah. Like, oversimplify it.
Yeah, it's hard to, like.
Okay, that's fair.
Put that in perspective. But I'm sure for them,
it's probably
they know. Right, they just right. know.
Well, I don't know. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, Aaron? What are you going to do about it? How are you going to spread our imperial nature to the rest of the world? Actually, I think we should take on metric.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's too late for us. I'm used to feet, I guess, but...
You could learn.
I won't.
Wow. Wow.
I just won't.
Wow.
I've decided to draw boundaries in my life, Will, and one of those boundaries...
That's one of them?
Yep.
Is how you measure shit?
I refuse.
The way you measure shit is not going to change?
Yep.
You are becoming a white conservative man.
Yeah, it goes full circle, bro.
Yeah.
You can go so left that you become right.
Yeah.
I'm going to start wearing khakis.
I signed up for Bank Greenwood.
What the fuck is that?
It is fucking Killer Mike's bank.
Ooh.
I'm not allowed in yet, though, because I'm white.
Are you serious?
I don't know. It's just, I'm just on a waiting list.
That'd be awesome. So
I don't know what it does, but I was like, I'll do it.
So, okay. Here's how a bank works.
Okay, Aaron Chase.
Yep, here's how a bank works.
No banking experience whatsoever.
I talk to guys with ties.
Multiple credit. Anyway.
I had a lot of, I fixed
okay.
it.
Everybody does. It's okay.
I'm good now. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's
probably a great feeling.
I'm proud of myself. Before I explain to our listeners, banks,
what a bank is.
Yep. Let me tell you, okay. I had a good 4 or 5 maxed out credit cards.
Wow. And what was the max on each of them?
More than I feel comfortable saying.
Wow. Okay. And I know the max on my credit card right now, and it's like, you should not allow me that much money.
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't make sense. It's especially bad. Like knowing how much I am in debt still. And it's like, you're giving me more money to spend? Why? Like, and they're like, well, you pay your minimum every month. So it's like, I mean, okay.
I guess that's part of the bank. We'll get to the bank, though.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll get to the bank.
Oh, this is a learning episode, yes, listeners. Fucking buckle up.
Strap in. Yeah. Get your strap ons and some lube. All right. So,
is that how you learned?
That's how I learned. How many?
This is why school didn't work for you.
Right.
They just needed more dildos in your ass.
I needed more sexual intercourse with the teacher.
Imagine if you went into class and on your seat was just a dildo that was glued there, and they're like, this is the only way he learns. He's just got to ride a dildo all day, and that's how he learns. And you're just the smartest kid. You get a perfect SAT just riding a dildo, filling in those bubbles.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking choking it. Each year of school, it has to get bigger and bigger.
No, no.
So like by the time you're like taking your SAT, it's just like 6 inches in circumference and like 13 inches long. You're just slamming into this fucking desk over. Yes, fill me up with your SAT. Yeah.
I would just be walking around with a gaping anus at all times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Feces would flow.
Yeah,
out
you
of
definitely
it.
Wear a diaper.
Yeah,
but. But you go to Stanford for free.
Not worth
Harvard,
it.
Harvard.
I'll just be a comic. I'll just be a comic.
You could do ass comedy. You're only like, look, I'll shove this microphone up my butt and it won't even touch my fucking, the walls of my rectum.
It's like playing Operation.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, look, I'm a real life, you could be in a circus and be like, I'm a real life Operation game.
Yeah.
You know, and you just gape your butt.
Yeah.
I'd pay money to see it. I'd pay money to see someone else play.
I feel like you would pay money to see any sort of suffering of others. That just
who's
seems
suffering? You or the? Cause I feel like you enjoy it, and like you're just over there at like in the circus, they're shoving whatever in their butt, in your butt, and then you're like doing math equations because it's the only way you know how to cope with.
Of course,
having things shoved up your butt.
It's a connection thing, correlation, causation versus correlation.
It's sure. No, it's not either of those.
So I had a lot of debt.
Okay. You know how banks work.
Yes, I'll get to banks. I have a lot of debt.
Oh, yeah.
And I knocked that shit out. Now the only big bit of debt I have is the hospital and ambulance bill, which pisses me the fuck off because that's not my fault.
Crazy.
Yeah, but when that Biden money comes.
Do you have health insurance?
Yeah, but.
That doesn't cover that?
No, my health insurance said that unless I reach $8,000 of some sort of medical treatment, then they're not paying for shit. And I did not reach $8,000, which is really disturbing. Because if I hit $7,000, they'd be like, yeah, no, you're fucked.
If you'd been $7,999, they would have been like, oh, sorry.
I promise you they would.
Oh, yeah, I know they would. Of course they would. So would I if it was my business.
Yeah, well.
Go fuck yourself.
Capitalism. So I was in all this debt. Now I'm like, in a place where once that Biden money comes in and I can pay that off, as long as nothing else crazy fucking happens.
Yeah, right.
Then I can start actually saving.
Yeah.
Like.
So are your moving plans pushed back?
No. I'm still pushing ahead with it. It's just scarier now.
Yeah.
But.
A little more, I want to say.
Dicey?
I don't want to say dicey, just off balance.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that's the right word. But
I had a plan. Like, I had a really solid plan. As long as I kept working.
You still got a plan. Well, that's true. That's a big...
It hurts. So, it sucks.
Throwing all wrench in the plan there.
There's a lot of wrenches and bubble gum and all the... Just gumming up the works. I watched WandaVision yesterday.
Oh, yeah? I was talking to George about it.
Did you see it?
No. I'm not going to watch that shit.
You would not like it.
I know.
Yeah,
I could tell by the trailer. I was like, oh, this is going to suck. I'll see you later. For me.
Yeah. Well, I'll see how it plays out. Anyway, but here's how the bank works.
I'm glad we finally got to it.
So you sit down with the teller, and then they shove a dildo up your ass.
Yeah, this sounds oddly familiar to how going to a phone store sounds.
Yeah. It's also the same with the internet. Same with the DMV.
Cable providers.
Cable, yeah. Anything involving the government is just stuff getting shoved up your ass, and then you owe them money. There you go. I don't even know what. Oh, Killer Mike's Bank.
Yeah.
So, joking aside, a bank is just a place where you put money.
And take loans.
Borrow money and put money. The money is insured. So, like, if I have all my money under my mattress and my mattress gets stolen, then I'm shit out of luck. If someone robs a bank, my money is insured. That's essentially what it is.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay, so then Killer Mike's Bank is just, what is the difference between Killer Mike's Bank and these other banks?
I think it's black owned, I hope. Black and Latino owned. Latinx.
Okay. Is that what?
That almost made me not sign up because they put for black and Latinx customers, and I was like, hmm.
Isn't it Latino? Like, isn't how literally the language works, Latino?
Yes, but
the it's world
2021.
Right.
So
I forgot.
But they don't even like that shit.
No,
Latinos don't use, like, they don't actually use that. That's white people shit.
Yeah.
So, like, huh? it doesn't make any sense. But but I signed up and I don't know, I'm on a waiting list, so I don't even know what I'm gonna do with it, even if
I think I would just use it. I think I might do it. What's it called again?
Bank Greenwood. Yeah,
I think I might do it just as a savings, like a place to put money. I like that. And black owned anything, I'm for
it. Better be. If it's not, what the fuck?
Yeah,
if it's, you know, then you're upset. Fucking you're bullshitting me.
So how many banks? You can be a part of a bunch of banks, right?
You can be as part of as many as you want.
So what is it? Why weren't we taught any of this shit in high school?
Couldn't tell you, bud.
Okay.
I think that they assume that that's the kind of shit that, like, your parents would teach you.
Oh, no, but what if you have shitty parents?
Yeah, well, they don't think about that because they didn't. You know?
Yeah.
The people that come up with that shit didn't have shitty parents. So they were like, sense. Well, that won't happen.
Right.
Because everything's right in the world.
That's fucking annoying. Okay, Bank Greenwood.
But even I, who had great parents, like, even I'm like...
confused.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what these things mean. I don't know what APR is. Like, when I see a fucking car commercial, 0% interest on fucking 35 APR. I'm like, I don't know what any of this shit means.
It's all very confusing. Do our parents know what it means?
My dad does for sure.
Oh, he knows?
Oh, 100%.
Did he sit down with you and, like, here, William?
A little bit, but at the same time, he knows that it's confusing and I don't like it.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, after I bought my car and, like, I went through that whole process of, like, dealing with those fucking people, my dad apologized to me. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't know they were going to be that, like,
that
rude. And, like, because they were giving me prices that were, like, double of what I'm actually paying. So they were just trying to fuck me, knowing that I was, like, a 27-year-old kid just going in there buying a car. You know, they were just trying to make me pay as much as I could. And I just had my dad on the phone, and he was, like, on their website going through their, like, because... on
that's George.
Yeah. Here's on what was I saying? No, you're good.
They were fucking you in the ass about buying a car.
Right. So he was on the website going through, like, their finance thing, because you can just plug in, like, what's your credit score? What car are you looking at? Here's, like, roughly what you should pay and what your interest rate should be. And he was like, no, it shouldn't be that high. And I'd be like, my dad says it shouldn't be that high. And they're like, okay, let me go talk to my manager. And then
really?
Yeah.
That's
so, like, if I was there alone, I'd have been like, I mean, okay, I guess.
Right.
Which is what most people do. Like, when I hear what other people are paying for their cars, I'm like, ooh.
That's like, so slimy.
That sounds, yeah. Oh, yeah. And car sales is the worst. Car and, like, probably house is probably similar.
You have to be a bad person.
You got to make a living, dude.
Make a living not tricking people then. You know what I mean?
But, like, you're not tricking them. You're laying the numbers out in front of them. It's whether they know what their interest rate should actually be. So you are taking advantage of them for sure.
You're taking advantage of someone who
doesn't have the knowledge.
Okay. How about this? So lay out.
Has the ability to have the knowledge. So that's their fault.
Okay.
In their eyes.
Okay. Break this down for me. Why it is not bad. what they're doing is not morally inappropriate. And then I feel like I have a metaphor that will destroy you, but I don't know yet. I don't think
because I'm not one of those people. I can't.
I'm immediately thinking of someone who should be a car salesman, and I'm going to write it down.
I know several people that should be car salesmen.
Are they all comedians as well?
No. You ever just meet someone that's like, oh, you could sell anything.
Not sell into this person, not sell
anything.
I wouldn't
buy it from him.
Oh, I wouldn't, but you know. You know, like the personality definitely matches.
Okay, yeah.
You know.
That's fair, I guess.
I feel like I was sold by a car by this person a while ago, and metaphorically speaking.
I got it.
And no, it's a metaphor. Will?
I get it.
Will. This is the educational episode.
I get it. What's a metaphor, Aaron?
A metaphor is when you compare two things without using like or as, and the simile you need like or as, right?
I think it's a little more
nuanced.
Yeah, than that, but
basically,
more or less.
Define metaphor.
Here's the definition of metaphor: a figure of speech in which a word or phrase is applied to an object or action to which it is not literally applicable.
That's a metaphor.
Yeah, but yeah, you wouldn't like. In a metaphor, you wouldn't necessarily say what you're actually talking about. Necessarily. It would be like cryptic. Yeah.
Right.
Whereas like in a simile, you'd be like, this thing I'm talking about is like this.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway.
English is interesting, right?
Dude, English is one of the greatest worst languages ever.
Yeah. It's so subtle.
Yeah, and it's complicated.
Yeah, that's why stand-up works so great for us.
I think that's really is
it
why.
Really is. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's why, like, in other countries, they'll do it in English still. Like, in China and Hong Kong, it's mostly in English.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of expats. It's still like army men that just...
Oh, wow. They probably go, I was going to say Spanglish, but a mixture between Chinese and English.
Probably, yeah. There are definitely some, not to speak to like all of them do that. I mean, definitely there are native speaking of every country.
Of course.
But there's a lot of English. Like if an English speaking comedian goes to another place, they'll be fine.
Right.
They can go to Belgium, they'll be fine.
I believe it. I think stand-up comedy, I don't think we'll ever be beat in America when it comes to stand-up comedy.
What do you mean? As the best?
The best. Because I think stand-up comics, first off, English is perfect for it because it's such a stupid language.
Yeah.
And you can just twist and
make it what you want.
Make it anything. Anything can be made from English. It doesn't feel like that we have rules in English sometimes.
Sometimes.
But regardless, or even if we don't.
There's just exceptions to every rule.
Right. And even if you don't follow the rules, you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless, there's that,
yeah,
and then there's the diversity angle. Like America, part of the reason why America's falling apart is because we're too diverse. I think we need a little bit of segregation.
Whoa!
This is what I told Zero.
Woo!
All right, hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out.
I can't be. I already can't be on board with this.
Why not?
I can't.
Why
do
not?
You mean why not?
Hear me out.
Okay, historically speaking, I have to say no.
Okay.
Just like
fair enough, but just hear me out. Hear me out. Everyone that stormed the Capitol,
okay?
Everyone that's all about Trump, everyone that, you know, doesn't like gay people,
uh-huh.
Doesn't like black people,
uh-huh.
Doesn't like Asian people,
uh-huh.
Doesn't like poor people.
Uh-huh.
We put
I
all
don't like poor people, but I'm poor.
You're also poor.
How does that
you're
work?
Self-deprecating poor, so it's fine.
Okay, that's fine.
We put all
this is
these,
very complicated.
I got this. We put all these people in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And we let Florida be
that's
its own.
That's too nice of a place for them. Well, then they'll go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put them in Florida and we let Florida be its own sovereign nation,
okay,
or whatever the fuck it needs to be.
Okay.
But then the rest of the country are people with critical thinking skills.
Mm.
And that's my plan for segregation.
I think you need to workshop that a little bit. When you get in there with Biden, you gotta sit down with him on your segregation plan for the new United States of America.
I feel like he'll start off the conversation with, did you vote for me? Oh, okay, you're black. Anyway, let's move forward.
He wouldn't ask that question because you're black.
You heard what he said, right?
Before. Yeah.
Okay.
If you don't vote for me,
yeah.
You're not black.
Yeah, that's I can't wait until
hilarious.
I can't wait till Trump's a distant memory so I can start making fun of Biden for those things.
Oh,
I
you can.
I
now's the time to do it.
Why right now?
Because nobody else is yet.
That's true.
And he's in, dude. He's in. He's the president. Well, shit, not yet, but
shit's about to go down.
It's gonna be so good. I'm so excited.
For all the murder?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. You big old smile on your face.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be fun to just watch other people fucking again overreact.
They're gonna get killed by the military.
Yeah, and then to watch like people out here react to stuff that's happening in Washington it's so funny to me.
Do you have a prediction?
No. I don't think anything's gonna happen. Like, what do you think is honestly gonna happen?
Okay. Now,
after that whole thing with the Capitol?
Yep. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Here's my prediction.
All right.
There are gonna be at least 2 to 3 shitty militias. You remember that episode of South Park when they reenacted the Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
And they got wasted on peppermint snaps. We're going to have a large amount of those people at a few different places with guns who are going to get killed. I think that's what's going to happen.
I don't think. But like on the inauguration day?
Either on or like right before.
For doing what?
Protesting? You're trying to add too much logic to them. Think about, no, for real, you're giving them too much credit.
You're right.
Think about the Capitol thing. If before the Capitol thing happened, and I were to say to you, they're going to storm the Capitol with guns and they're just going to try to take over the government, you would say, but how are they going to do that?
It's so funny that they treated it like it's a fucking throne.
They really
did we talk about that last time?
No.
About how, I don't know, it's just like, oh, we're going to go take over the Capitol building and then we'll just run it.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not how it works anymore, dude. It used to be like that in the fucking 1500s.
It was capture the flag.
Trying to take over Romania from Vlad and the Impaler. All you had to do is sit on the chair and you win.
Yeah.
Which, that's not how it works, homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious.
It is great.
Even if you took over all the government buildings.
Yeah, they
you
would
could
just
take over all of them. It wouldn't matter. They would be like, all right, just kill them and then we'll take back. Like, it doesn't.
That would be a good strategy. Just let them all in.
Yeah.
Then lock them in and say,
just
have fun.
Burn it down.
Start anew.
Reconstruction.
I support it.
2021.
I don't think it's unreasonable.
Then we build a black house.
Yes.
Yeah. Or a brown house.
Are all
How
of
about a gray house?
I like gray.
Yeah, gray?
Yellow. High yellow. Wu-Tang yellow.
Ooh.
That would be pretty sick.
That's too easy of a target,
though. It is a very clear target.
Maybe we should do a camouflage. Camel house. Yeah, dog.
That is the douchiest thing, by the way. When I see people walk around in camo.
Yeah, camo shorts. Like,
yeah.
Well, if it's a black dude, I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But,
but like white dude, I'm like, who? What?
Yeah.
Yinam?
Because black dudes do that as a style choice.
Right.
White dudes do that because they think they think it's practical in some way.
Hmm.
Like they actually think like this is doing something. That's what I think.
I don't think they think that wearing it in the like out in the city.
I hope not.
There's no way because there's no way like this is gonna help me blend in. There's no way somebody's having that thought.
You know, they know. I would have thought that until I saw the Capitol building get like everything you're saying right
How
now.
How many people were there?
A lot.
Define a lot.
Do you want to see some of the video? Have you?
No,
watched?
I just want to know a number.
I don't. Let's see. Let's find out.
I'm
let's
sure
ask
they
the
know.
Internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many people?
No, let's not call them people.
How dare you?
How many
you?
Terrorists attacked the Capitol? Eat a dick. It says...
In 1867.
It says a dozen.
That's it?
Washington Post says...
That's all it took?
It says dozens of people.
Dozens.
That's crazy.
That could be 12 to 144.
That's I don't know. A lot. You saw the videos, a lot. There's a lot of dummies in our country.
Hilarious.
I
sit on the throne. I win. I control the world.
Seeing the guy with his legs up, it was like, you know, you're in an office. That's like, you're just fucking with someone's office space.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even,
so
it
stupid.
Doesn't mean anything.
It really
is. It's just a place to work.
She could have been doing it from home. She could have done
yeah.
all of her work from
yeah,
home.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think there's going to be a shootout. I think there's going to be.
Somebody there got shot and killed, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like they're gonna be like, okay, well, we'll protest. Maybe let's not bring guns. You don't think so?
Because
I think they might learn. Like, you think they would learn something? So
will the past 4 years have taught
I think
me.
They'll still be like intense and aggressive, but I think they might have like been like, all right, let me leave my assault rifle at home.
They're bringing guns.
Okay.
No, we can. Let's have a. This is gonna be fun.
I don't think there'll be a shootout.
It's the 20th, right? Is the 20th is the inauguration.
I think the 21st is, I don't know.
Basically, by next week, we'll have known.
It should be a Tuesday, right?
It's going to be, no, it's the 20th, it's a Wednesday.
Oh.
By next week, we'll have known what happens.
Yeah.
So let's do some predictions. Yeah. Okay, so I think
it'll go over just fine. I think there'll be protests and they'll be a little aggressive, but I think it'll be fine.
I think bare minimum.
They might start a fire in a trash can or a fucking post office bin. You know those blue fucking bins?
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be fire like coming out of the mouth of it where you put the packages in. But
yeah.
Other than that, I think it'll be.
Okay. You're very optimistic.
I wouldn't even call it optimistic. I think just like, I don't know. If they didn't have guns at the cat, like none of them had guns, right?
Yeah. They all had guns. Not all of them, but say that they had guns. A lot of them had guns, which is a big part of why, like, that's their whole thing is guns, right?
That's definitely not their whole thing.
It's a pretty big part of their thing.
You know, you're doing exactly what
Yes, I am.
So
I think
I don't know why you do that.
Because it's fun.
It doesn't help the situation.
This conversation is going to help the situation?
I don't know, but like, if you're trying to have an actual.
I'm not. I've given up on having an actual conversation in this podcast.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just fucking around. No, Will, it's okay. Are you upset now?
No. It's good to know that you don't have a real conversation with me.
Huh. Just. Nuance does not live in Night Guy and Baldy, Will. Regardless, do you want to know my actual fucking opinion and feelings?
Not anymore.
Okay,
no.
That's what I figured.
I did at one point.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That moment has passed.
Should I go get
what movies have you been watching?
Oh,
we're almost done here. So.
Oh yeah, I watched. Dude, I got Disney Plus.
It's great, right?
It's fucking amazing.
It is.
I've been watching.
It's well worth it. What is it, like $6 a month?
I'm borrowing it. So.
Oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Naturally.
Fuck.
So
you.
Am I though? So.
Oh, there you go. Why are we so bad people? But
no, everybody does that. I found that out recently. Somebody told me they're like, I didn't have any accounts. I was just like, I don't want to pay for it. Whatever. I'll be fine. And then like somebody told me like, cause I was like, I feel bad, like borrowing my sister's, you know, who has like everything.
Does she?
Yeah. She has Hulu, and Netflix, Disney. They got like the package thing anyway. And she was like, you shouldn't feel bad borrowing other people's stuff because everybody does it. Like, it's a thing. Like, everybody, like, people pitch in and everybody shares the account. Or, like, people just let, like, it's a normal thing. That's why Netflix allows, like, two or three at a time.
Right.
Like,
it works.
Yeah.
They're making a fuckload of money.
Yeah.
It's Disney.
Exactly.
I've been watching Ultimate Spider-Man. Fuck.
I don't know what that is.
It's on Disney
Plus. Cartoon?
Yeah. Cartoon. Okay. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great. Disney. Oh, I watched Soul.
Yeah.
Which, have you seen it?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It was okay. I like the characters. I didn't really like.
Connect.
Yeah.
I like the, you seen Inside Out?
No.
That's a good one.
That's what I hear.
I like the I like high concept in Pixar because they're really good at presenting something that is kind of hard to do. What the great before? It's like, how do you even present
and
that?
It's also
people?
Not like religious.
Yeah,
so
no,
that was nice. I don't know. It wasn't like. It was good. It was a well made movie.
Yeah,
it was great. There was great jokes. Yeah. There were really great jokes in it that made me laugh really hard.
It was fun stuff.
Some black jokes that I was like, oh, shit.
The subtlety.
Yeah, yeah. But I just.
The barbershop was spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Spot fucking on.
Overall, I was just like,
That's fair.
It was okay.
What else? There's. I started WandaVision. I'm going to watch Mandalorian after WandaVision.
Have you seen any of it?
Mandalorian?
Yeah.
I saw the first season back when we had the water cooler.
Right.
I miss the water cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Good times. I think that's what I miss most about stand up right now. Or norm.
Yeah,
well,
hanging out, talking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I feel like now I would feel more comfortable because I'm not miserable all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
you would be if you were.
If I was
hanging out with idiots every night.
That's fair.
running out open mics every night.
Yeah, that would then bring me back down to misery. Mm-hmm. So I'm not doing that. But regardless, there's another movie I started watching. Good Hair.
The fuck is that?
It was a movie with Chris Rock. It was like a documentary about black hair. But it was like from 2012, so it was old, and what he was saying was really poignant and great
for 2012.
Yeah. But in 2020, we're way past what he's talking about.
Right.
And the irony was that everyone had straightened hair when they were doing their interview, so it was like contradictory. It was a whole thing. So I stopped that.
I stopped watching that after the third person had straightened
hair. Yeah, I was like, you fucking coons.
You fucking hypocrite.
Yeah. Oh, you just cleaning plates for massa? Yeah. Yo, straight locks. What? Anyway. What else? Oh, I'm doing Gerardo's podcast on the 21st.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. That's fun. They video and everything. They put a nice production.
It
looks real good.
Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Things have been fine.
Good.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm fine, dude. I got a PC. I'm playing WoW again.
Wow. World of Warcraft.
Yep. So I'm.
I'm
enjoying that. My cousin just gave me a computer.
Nice.
So I was like.
Okay. So yeah, I think the world's doing really well for us.
I'm okay, man. I mean, work is meh.
Are you going to miss me when I'm gone?
I don't know. We'll see.
I take that as a yes. I feel like you're going to cry.
I don't think I'll cry.
You'll cry.
But I'll be like, man.
You'll cry.
That's about it, though.
But when, like, I'm driving away and you wave away from me.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
And your dog's in
your... I'll just text you. All right, dude. I'll see you later.
No, but
you safe travels.
You got to...
Don't get pulled over. Don't get shot.
Which is a lot of things that are very possible on the way and in Chicago.
Yeah.
You'll miss me.
Okay, Aaron.
You're going to cry.
I'm not going to cry.
You're going to cry.
I'm definitely not going to cry.
Will.
I can assure you.
Will.
I will not cry.
Okay. You're going to cry.
No.
Yeah. All right. So next week, I'm going to predict 10 bodies. 10 bodies on the Trump people, at least one or two on the side of the government.
Wow.
It's 12 altogether.
What do you mean the government? Like police?
Or? The military. Whoever's being shooting back or whatever.
Who's shooting back? The National Guard?
Yeah, the National Guard. I'm going to predict about 12 bodies.
You think they're going to show up at the inauguration?
I don't think they'll get anywhere. They're snipers everywhere.
Shit,
there's going to be for real
landmines and shit.
Oh, man. But these people actually think that they're like revolutionaries. So
yeah, that's so funny.
Let them go out like revolutionaries then. Hope they have fun. You're right. You look like you're thinking.
I just don't understand why they think it matters so much.
Well, they think
it just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, I've never felt so strongly about a president that I have to like be vocal about it or like have to like go
do something.
Yeah. Some of these people took flights to go. Like, where's this money coming from? Like,
you don't pay attention to it, do you?
No.
Oh, let me tell you some shit.
I don't understand.
You're gonna love this. First off, it's because they're in a cult.
Okay.
They're people that join cults are people that don't feel like they have a personality of their own.
They don't have a place.
Right. Yeah. So that's part of the reason. The other part is that they're mostly middle class. Like, the people that are really poor can't do it. The guy, Bison Helmet guy, he's in jail.
Yeah.
You know what's going on with him and his food?
Nope.
He's been refused. Since he got arrested, he's refused to eat. I don't know how long it's been.
That's fine.
But his reasoning isn't because he's fucking Gandhi or any sort of. It's because he only eats organic food. And the food is not prepared organically. And it's
fine. Let him starve.
I know.
What's their ruling on that? Do you think they'll just, like, go in there and just like incapacitate him and like give him IV, you know what I mean?
No, I think he's just gonna have to fucking eat. He's in prison. He's in jail. Like,
yeah, but if he actively decides to not eat, they can't just let him starve. That's against the law.
They can give him the food. He can decide to eat it or not.
But I feel like they have a responsibility to keep him alive, even if he chooses not to eat.
I think you're underestimating jail.
I don't think I am.
Dudes get raped in the... In
yeah, but this is a white guy.
Oh, that's... Fuck, you're right. I forgot about that.
A Trump supporter white guy.
Yeah. I don't know what they'll do. Regardless,
they
it's just...
They probably just, like, open a cell, bring four guys in, hold them down. They don't feed them, but, like, they probably give them a shot that knocks them out. They take them to the infirmary or whatever the fuck. They tie him to the bed, and they give him an IV to give him his nutrients.
And then they throw him back in.
Yeah.
I like
that's
to,
what I would do.
I like to imagine they hold him down and then they get one
just
of those.
Fucking shove a hot dog down his fucking throat.
I like to picture they have peas and then the guard's like, here's the airplane.
No, even better, they chew it up first and just
spit it
in into his mouth.
Babe Bird style.
Yeah. And then they just like cover his mouth.
You
shake it up.
Yeah, no, it's like, so I think these people are just pathetic, which is obvious, but like, really pathetic, and they just don't have shit to do.
Yeah. They need to get World of Warcraft. They need a purpose.
Yeah.
Just give them a purpose. Yeah. I can't believe, like, it's just amazing that your purpose is standing up for Donald Trump.
It's just sad. It's like,
it's amazing that you don't have anything else to live for. Like, do something else. That's all you have to do is something else.
Well, they believe in QAnon. You know what QAnon is, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
No. I know it has something to do with like revealing pedophiles.
Will. Okay.
Yeah, we don't have time, though.
It's
your relationship, so.
Hold on, let me message her real quick. I just got to get...
This is up to you, man.
Hold on.
Big dog.
Hold on.
Let me check with the wife, dude.
I ain't put no ring on no bitch.
For now. That's about 8 months?
Less. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Give it another couple.
Let me just break down QAnon real quick.
Look at this ad. Look, K Jewelers, 70% off.
Oh, fuck you.
How about that, huh?
If I was going to do that, I would get a tattoo of a ring. Don't roll your eyes at me, bitch.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't, if you were going to get married, you wouldn't just get a tattoo of a ring. So you have
No.
You would wear a ring.
Yeah, I'd wear a ring.
That's weird.
Why?
Because it's 2021.
Yeah,
dog.
But then you could take it off.
Why do you need to take it off?
Why wouldn't you need to take it off?
Because you're... In a committed relationship. Yeah, are we reversed? Are you night guy now?
I just feel like, I don't know, a tattoo on, I don't know. It's just, also, what if things go wrong?
Okay, well, then that's the whole.
It's likely that it will.
Literally?
Can we?
Literally?
Uh-huh.
That has been all of my stand-up comedy for the past, like, 2 years. I'm aware, and I don't plan on getting married anyway. So.
Okay, so if you would get married, why the fuck would you get a tattoo then?
Because if I would get married, then I would be dumb enough to get married, so I'd be dumb enough to get a tattoo.
That's a good point.
Okay, so...
That's a good point.
So, QAnon, you ready?
Yeah. I know someone that was engaged once, broke it off, married, divorced, got married again to someone who's his sister's friend, and they got tattoo rings, and it made me want to throw up. I'm like... You mean the first two weren't enough of a hint? Like, you're at a 0% success rate right now, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Like, why would you do that?
I don't know why people... I will give you remarried...
And they both have multiple kids. Sorry.
Jesus
Christ. Before, yeah, it's just like...
I'll give someone one more remarried. Like, if your first marriage fucks up, fair enough, whatever. You know, shit happens. If you get married again and that one doesn't work, you're done.
Yeah.
Don't do it again. But, okay, QAnon.
Yeah.
Here's what it is.
Learn me.
All right. There's a secret operative named Q.
Okay.
Who sends out.
Sounds very James Bondy.
Yes. These people are out of their minds.
Okay, go ahead.
He sends out hints, like little clues for the real patriots to figure out. And Donald Trump has been, I think, hired by Q to enter the White House and clear out the swamp.
Infiltrate.
There you go. Infiltrate the White House, clear out the swamp. And when he does things like Covfefe or when he fucks up, it's just a hidden message he's trying to give to his supporters.
I'm on board so far.
Oh, you know, it's fascinating. And he's... So right now the world's being run by... the liberal elite, who are also lizard people, Satanists, and they're running a pedophile ring.
Okay, minus the lizard people, I'm still on board.
Okay. So
the liberals are running the pedophile ring?
Yes. The liberals.
Okay, interesting.
The liberals are running literally the world. The liberals and the Jews.
So the liberals are the Republicans?
Yes. In their
love it. Yeah. I fucking love it. Okay.
So
I see where Tim Dillon gets his energy from. This is amazing.
Does he believe in this shit?
He doesn't believe it, I don't think, but he makes jokes about it.
Oh,
but you know, he's just fired up all the time about conspiracy shit, and I see where it comes from.
I don't have the energy to listen to him.
Tim Dillon?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
I went on a kick.
You
for
can't
like,
take it seriously.
Right.
It's just so funny. Like to just put it on and just be like doing shit and just listen to the,
just listen to the
crazy
insanity.
Shit that he says.
I
just to be goofy. He's being ridiculous.
Yeah. I listened to him for like a month. I did a little Tim Dillon stint.
Binge.
And and I was tired.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, dude.
He is tiresome. Imagine him on coke when he was addicted to coke. Jeez Louise.
I can't even.
Woo!
But so, okay, there's more. So
him with Alex Jones, did you watch that
no,
one?
No.
Oh, it was so good.
I couldn't do that alone. Yeah, I would have to be there with you. I couldn't fucking do it.
So good.
So they're also siphoning the life force from the children that they're raping so that they can live forever. And so
I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I fucking love it. This is some Dungeons and Dragons shit.
So it's really
D&D
crazy.
Campaign written all over it.
I was watching this Vice video about it, and basically QAnon is the conspiracy above all conspiracies. So what it does is, and here's how they get these people. If you don't believe the moon landed, right? Let's say the moon landed. If you don't believe in the moon landing.
Did the moon land?
Yeah. If you don't believe the you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes.
QAnon has a little, you know, red rope that connects to that. And then you get sucked into QAnon. If you don't believe in vaccines.
Wait.
Vaccines.
So they're like, how do they make the connection? Let's just use the moon landing for example.
So the moon landing was faked by the liberal elites to then trick us all into thinking that we have the ability to go to outer space, because outer space isn't actually outer space. We're actually it's flat Earth, and we're in a dome in a sphere. And
whoa! We went from not believing in the moon landing to
that,
flat
but that's
Earth.
How it works. So okay. So these people, if all it takes is one conspiracy, and all of a sudden your foundation of reality is a little shaken, and these people are already dumb as it is, and they don't have enough critical thinking.
Yeah, they can't,
And so then you add on top of the pandemic. Remember OG Quarantine? You're playing video games. I was making a shitty rap album. Like, we did.
Oh, yeah.
We did.
That was during this.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We did things with our time.
So weird.
But people who didn't have the critical thinking skills, who were already
the
shaky,
mental capacity to like
handle,
right?
So they were already
the seclusion.
They were shaky to begin with. So then you put them alone on Facebook,
and their like work routine was like holding them together.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so they get on Facebook and they get in these little groups or YouTube and they go down these rabbit holes, and every little conspiracy they believe ultimately goes back to QAnon now. And Donald Trump is the solution to all the problems. So he's the deity that they can follow behind.
What is Donald Trump doing that makes him such a... Okay, cool.
I do have to go, but that's QAnon. All
right.
That's QAnon.
That's what I think about it. I was on board for a while.
And what point did you get knocked off?
When it started to sound like a good D&D campaign.
Mm.
I was like, this literally would be a great campaign.
At what point do you think you'd be like, I believe this? Where's the line?
Dude, if it wouldn't have been for like the lizard people and the like stealing of the life essence, I'm like, all right.
I can see the pedophile stuff.
It's not unbelievable.
Yeah, not anymore. Not anymore.
All right. I mean, with Clinton and fucking Epstein, it's like...
The pedophile stuff I'll give them, but I don't think that's a liberal thing. I think that's a rich white dude thing.
Yeah.
Which is... Also, their people.
Also, let's be honest. There's no rich white liberal, if we're being real honest.
That's fair. Deep down.
They run as a liberal, but they're not.
They're not actually.
Yeah, they're fucking rich.
Yeah.
except
for Bernie. But he's not rich, is he?
There's a... Yeah, of course he is.
Is he rich?
Fucking of course he is.
Good for him. I like Bernie.
There's a saying that I forgot.
Is that how we're ending this?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pack up while you say the thing.
All right. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow Aaron Chase at AaronChase91 on Instagram, at AaronChase911 on Twitter. He's also 91 on TikTok. You can follow me at One Eared Elephant with an F on everything. Check us out at thebuddysystem.co on the interwebs, youtube.com/thebuddysystemco for all our podcasts and videos, etc. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on another episode of Night Guy and Baldy. For Aaron Chase, this is William Henderson signing off.